All right, guys, and welcome to the Gulf Coast Growth Show virtual edition. I am excited today to have Russell Hamling from ABC here in Houston, the Association of Builders and Contractors. They are a very collaborative organization that works alongside of the Economic Alliance, predominantly focused, while they cover all different types of construction from commercial to industrial, the real overlap is in the industrial space with Economic Alliance. But the idea and the premise of today's show is really to bring some content and really behind the scenes action that's not only taking place at ABC, but what people are saying and hearing in the industry. So I know from personal conversations that there's really several hierarchies of everybody who's involved in the construction industry, whether you're a vendor, you're in that mid-tier range who's being called on, or you're trying to get to the top of the tier and try to call on those individuals. And Russell, as the president of the organization, has access to really everybody. So he gets to hear all the different obstacles and challenges people are facing as we get back into the swing of things. We know that construction has remained a essential business. So that part hasn't stopped, right? Job sites have been working, but it's a new way of going about work. And then what we can expect in 2020 towards the back half of the year and walking into 2021. So our agenda for today is talk about the state of the union for construction. We're going to talk about really ABC's legwork and the work that they've been doing. They're a phenomenal organization that supports the industry and the economy. And then the third arm of our conversation will be about what we can expect from the landscape going forward. So Russell, I want to thank you today again for carving out the time.
Sure.
Always great to have you.
My pleasure. Thanks for asking.
Tee us up. Tell us a little bit about what's going on. Give us the 30,000 foot view of what's going on in construction today.
Well, first and foremost, construction was deemed an essential industry for allowing to continue the work ongoing through this pandemic. That was somewhat questionable at first as to what was essential and what wasn't. ABC worked with the county judge and the mayor of Houston to verify that construction and all support of construction, including the trade associations like ABC, were essential and could continue work throughout the pandemic. That wasn't always the case in every city in Texas. Austin was shut down for a while. Dallas was shut down for a shorter period of time. But finally, the governor stepped in and deemed that construction was essential throughout the state. So fortunately, construction companies really didn't slow down much. A handful of them had some projects slow down or postpone. But most of our members are able to continue construction, some at 100%, a lot of them at, say, 90%, and some even picked up work that they typically don't do during this this construction. As an example, TxDOT accelerated some programs because there's no traffic on the road. What better time to fix the roads than when nobody's on it? And so a couple of our companies that do road work actually picked up business during March and April. Likewise, while all the offices could have stayed open, a lot of offices chose for the health reasons of their employees to have their staff work at home. And there was a lot of innovation going on, a lot of technology improvements. As people realized, and I'll speak for myself, people have resisted working out of the office, working from home, working in remote locations, found out it could be done. It's in this day and age, it can be done. And I think now Zoom is part of our vocabulary with a lot of people never heard of it 4 months ago. Now I've heard of it so many times, I'm getting sick of it, but that's another story. So far, the industry's been good. Like I said, there's been a handful of projects that have slowed down, a few more have postponed start dates. But what I'm hearing across the board is that anything that was in construction when the pandemic was announced in March is still being worked through completion. So if you're on a job, you're going to continue that job. And some of those jobs are already completed. Some will are annual jobs. They'll last for quite a lengthy period of time. But they're moving forward. So one of the things ABC had to do, moving to kind of do your next point, is we had to change ourselves instantly. We're known for a handful of things, political advocacy, our training programs, our half our business, our events, business development opportunities, recognition programs. Well, half of those came to a screeching halt almost instantly. All our events were canceled or postponed. We have not had members gather for meetings, for events, and more importantly, for training programs now since mid-March. And our training is key to keeping the association going, but more importantly, to the members that we have that rely on ABC for training. So we have adapted ourselves and are just as this week, 1st of June, reopening some of our training programs, both our craft training programs and the related work that they do over at CMEF, but also our virtual training for safety, management, leadership. Those programs are slowly opening up, albeit virtually at this point in time, but we also have plans to have a handful of programs with live instructors start, I think, in 2 and 3 weeks, like that.
I was also going to say, I know you guys have been putting together a significant amount of weekly updates and conference calls and value adds for your member base. Can you tell us a little bit about some of that work?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, one of the primary functions that we have is political advocacy. We went to bat for the industry early on to make sure that it was deemed essential. And a myriad of rules, regulations, congressional bills of different sorts have been passed and promoted over the last 2 months. Our job is first to influence them, making sure that the right things are in these pieces of legislation, and then inform our members of what's going on. And a lot of these things are brand new, never to be seen before. The stimulus checks, the PPP program, some of the rules and regulations on dealing with COVID illness with your staff, your employees, your job sites. New rules and regulations as far as what you can do and can't do, both in the field on your job sites, but also in your office, and just being in the general public eye, what is being scrutinized. I'm sure, as I tell people, my mother told me 60 years ago to wash my hands. I didn't think I needed to be told 15 times a day to wash my hands, but she never told me to stay 6 feet away from people. So I am learning things like that. Things like wearing a mask. Most of our members are on job sites that require masks. Taking people's temperatures. There's a long list of protocol that ABC adopted early on, disseminated that to our members so that they would follow the rules and hopefully keep their employees safe. I mean, that's if you know anything about ABC, you know we're all about safety. First and foremost, that's the number one thing we promote on job sites is staying safe. And illnesses are just the same as accidents. You don't want people catching COVID or any other illness for that matter on the job site. And so as we go into these new and challenging times, literally just keeping our members informed is quite a chore. We started off very early on with making 4 calls a week, 2 on the HR issues, hiring and firing and dealing with employees during this time of COVID. But also contractor calls, one for the industrial sector and one for the commercial sector. And we have since shortened that down to 2 calls a week, but we still have a contractor call on Wednesday and a HR call on Thursday to go over all the changes. I mean, the changes aren't happening daily anymore, but they still are happening weekly. And there's new information and tons of questions about it. These calls are designed so that we bring in experts on legal issues, HR issues, insurance issues, financing issues, how to get your PPP loan, and more importantly, how to pay it back or get it forgiven by the rules and regulations that were passed in one session of Congress and then immediately changed, and then the bureaucrats changed it further. So there's been a ton of confusion just on the PPP loans themselves. And some contractors, it was so confusing, or they got caught in a position they didn't need to be to. They returned the money rather than get caught doing something wrong with the money that they borrowed. I mean, it's been an eye-opening experience and very much a learning experience for everybody. And what our mission now is to make sure our members are informed about what they can and can't do in this day and age.
Well, Russ, I would say this. I've been a member and a participant in a lot of those calls, and then also sought and gained feedback from them. And even as far as receiving a phone call from the president of the organization, yourself last week as a member, I can just tell you, you know, as people look to ROIs, right, this is a time when people are going to start to scale back or try to figure out where and what they should be doing to maximize the bottom line, right, because they might have taken a little bit of a whooping and maybe they're trying to protect themselves in the future. You use the key word of advocacy, and I think when you use it, when you say political advocacy, but we're just talking about generalized advocacy for the construction industry as a whole, what your organization has done, when I think of it in terms of, I might be asking my BD person, you know, do we need to sign up again for ABC? Well, this might not be the best year for business development, but what you guys did in the last 90 days, I know as well as Chad and his team, the work that's gone on to secure resources, collaborate with the partners, the industry peers, to bring around table discussions that really are going to help sustain the business and get people through this, mitigate liability and risk, keep the doors open, keep those things happening. You know, that's stuff that you can't go back to and say, you know, we got a deal from it, or, you know, we secure a relationship from it. But that stuff's priceless, in my opinion. You know, because everything you described, that's not part of your daily operation. I mean, you've literally flipped your business upside down, and in a matter of a week, we're delivering great resources for your team. Tell us about all the, you know, give your team some recognition, Russell. Yeah, you guys have done some good stuff.
They say that when things are going good, it's easy to have friends. Yeah. It's when things are going bad that you really find out who your friends are. And hopefully our members found out what ABC can do to support them, to support the industry during this time. We're fortunate to have a lot of contractors as members here, a lot of suppliers, a lot of associate members that work together to make the construction industry work like it is. I think that's very important that we work together. And so we pulled a lot of resources from our membership and from our national organization also to make sure that we were getting the right information out to our members. You know, one of the, I won't say the irony, but one of the things that was very useful early on, and I have an article in BIC magazine about that, is that during this time, you saw who was working and who's not working. You know, there's 40 million people across the country that don't have jobs right now, albeit some in construction. But we just made a round of calls to all our members, and I would guess that 98% of the construction workers that were working before this went down are still working. They are essential to the Houston economy. They're essential to the national economy. And I made it a point that if you're a younger person deciding on a career, you need to be looking around right now and see who's working and who's not working. Because this is going to be a career that can sustain yourself. Construction is essential. It's important. And that will always be there. There's always going to be construction of some sort. And if you're looking for a sustainable career, construction is a good thing to look for. Just keep that in mind for people who are making those career choices. But yeah, we did turn things around relatively quickly. You know, when you're used to doing something day in, day out, we had the whole year scheduled and planned. I had 25 events scheduled in the next 10 months. And just almost overnight, they literally came to a crashing stop. Much like, you know, the people came into the rodeo one day and said, "We're closed, go home." That pretty much happened to us a week later. Stay at home, can't do anything. And we realized very early on that our training programs, which were all done with live instructors in classroom setting, we couldn't do that anymore. We were essentially shut down, and we really didn't know what we were dealing with as far as the COVID. And so while we were deemed essential, certainly the events weren't essential and the training programs weren't essential. So they had to shut down, and we scrambled for several weeks. What can we do? How can we still support the industry? The political advocacy was a given because we were right in the middle of things. But then the information sharing, the peer group calls, the virtual meetings, which we all learned how to turn Zoom on and get on those frequently. We did a 180 and really didn't lose speed on a lot of the information that we were passing out. Everybody keeps thinking, when can we get back to normal? First of all, when are things? And the reality is, this is not going to get back to normal. It's going to be something different moving forward. You'd like to think a lot of it's going to get back to what we considered normal 3 months ago, but the people that are going to get through this are the people that are making adjustments right now and are realizing, you know, speaking for the association, we have got to provide new services to the industry and present them in a little bit different format than we have been over the last 50 years, or we won't survive. So it's a matter of being flexible, keeping your ear to the ground as what are the requirements, what are the protocols, and they change weekly. What should you be doing, what you should not be doing, and then making sure that we are delivering those services in a safe, sensitive way to our members as they go through this. I mean, everybody's is awakened now, and like I say, you're watching some companies that are making some transitions, being flexible through this all, and some companies that unfortunately are not. I'd like to think that we were forced to be flexible. When your business model comes to a crashing stop inside of a week, you gotta change or die, one or the other. So fortunately, we are in the process of making some changes, and we'll continue as we go through this process. We're certainly not back to anywhere that resembles normal at all.
Well, I just think that it's a great testament to the spirit of not only the organization, but to the members and the stakeholders and the people who are, you know, when you have a mission like that understands and identifies the critical nature of the not only the economy, but its sustainability based on construction and capital and keeping people at work. And so, you know, do all that and then remove a third-party advocate who's working behind the scenes to try to put all that together. I mean, there's countless answers and things that are coming together because of the resources. But more importantly, I know speaking for myself, the ability to pick up the phone and call somebody and know I can have a conversation to better understand, you know, maybe a next step. And that's across, you know, these service and value third-party organizations like yourself. So kudos to you and your team. I laugh because I just left. We talk about, you know, how you have to modify your behaviors. And I was at lunch this morning, lunch this afternoon. And the funny thing was, they brought out my appetizer, and I had to say, "Well, you know, would you mind putting in two different things? Because I'm cool putting my hands in it, but I don't know if this guy's going to be cool putting his hands in it." So it's just these little modifications that you add them up over time, and it's a lot of shift. It's a lot of foresight that you have to have, because I thought I've got public food on the table for us to share when he gets there, but perhaps I should have it in two different bowls. Well, imagine that at every little step and how you're trying to negotiate that, but you have to make everybody happy. It's a very slippery slope. It takes great leadership and ownership. So again, back to y'all reaching out to your members and connecting. People need that right now because it helps you form an educated decision as an operator. So let's pivot.
Just to extend on that, I mean, one of the very basic things we do as a society when we meet people is shake hands.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're standing back. What do we do here is, you know, a high five, an elbow bump, a fist bump, a hip bump, you know, just a bow, whatever they do in a, you know, the societies around the world do different things, but we're so ingrained in the American way of a firm handshake. That may change. We may not do that.
I'm just laughing at the idea of me trying to hip bump you because I've met you and you got me beat by about a foot. My hip would be a knee. I'd take your knees out from you. So Russell, let's.
You don't go back to the 70s. That was a pretty popular way of.
That's awesome. So wrap it up and talking about what's next. So I know you talked to those are all that high level stuff, but tell me about the industry. So we're moving out to, you know, it's June. We've got a calendar year, 6 more months. What are you hearing? What are you feeling? What's the general consensus on the forecast for construction and for those in the industry for the balance of this year and heading into 2021?
Okay. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I'll tell you, this year, first of all, we've had the COVID. You've seen what the price of oil is, which drastically affects the Houston economy. We got a bunch of things going on because of a death, an unfortunate death, and there's protesting and riots going on. And we haven't even gotten into the election period for the balance of the year, the convention scenes and the actual election itself. It's this year is going to be a mess as far as one issue after another that's going to engage the entire population. Right now, it reminds me of an old joke I heard where someone thought it'd be fun to jump off a building. And as he's going down, he keeps saying he passes each window, so far, so good, so far, so good. Obviously, it doesn't end well for this person.
Right.
As we make our calls to the industry, pretty much everybody I'm talking to is saying exactly that. So far, so good. We're still doing 100% or 90% of what we're doing. I haven't laid anybody off. But the telltale signs are not good. I mean, I hope I'm reading this wrong. The economy in general, and you've seen the national numbers, you know, it was shut down for essentially 2 months. And while a lot of businesses continued, I mean, just look at the hospitality industry, the restaurants and hotels. Hertz just went out of business, the largest car rental company in the world. The price of oil here in the Houston market, right? Again, I'm telling you as I see it, it's not going to be good for a lot of people. As these projects complete, there may not be work beyond that. A couple things that I will say on a positive side. First, the interest rates are way down. So if you're a developer and you're looking to do something or not, a lot of your no-go decisions are based on the cost of money. And money's never been cheaper at the moment. And so it may trigger a potential decision to move forward with a project that heretofore they normally would have stopped on given the economic conditions. Second of all, the population is still growing in Houston. People, you know, they lost their jobs here, but they lost more jobs elsewhere. So where do they come? They go to the hot spots, and Houston continues to draw people in. Our population grows. That is great for all types of commercial building, from first of all home building to retail, to churches, to shopping centers, to schools. As the population grows, the infrastructure has to grow with it. You know, a negative thing is just as everybody stayed home for 2 months, there was very little use of energy. There was a glut of all types of well, the oil and the products that they make, because nobody was flying anywhere. No one was using their cars. That's going to tick back up, but it certainly left a gap in the usage of it, the demand for those products. I do think that we need to engage the economy as quickly as possible, safely. The governor, at least our governor, seems to be in tune with that, and hopefully he continues to open things up where we're going 100%, maybe as quickly as July 4th. And if we can get that moving, then that will accelerate further construction, further development. I do know the energy companies, there's been a couple of economic forecasts on that. Not exactly positive, but not all that negative either. And there has been some things that are showing some signs. But on whole, I think you're going to see quite a bit less construction done in 2021 than there has been in, say, 2019. This year, I think we're riding on the coattails of the previous 5 years where you just were building, and each year was getting better. Obviously, a big slowdown this year as things wind down, and probably a bigger slowdown in 2021. The best analysis of the economy is obviously we had a sharp drop off, and Pat Jankowski of the partnership says this is going to be more like a bathtub. They thought it might be a V, sharp drop off, sharp pickup, but it's going to be a long pickup. And like a bathtub, it's going to be flat for a long while, meaning a year or two before it picks back up. But Houston's very resilient, and it will pick up, and energy is still the king, and fortunately, that's a hot commodity long-term. Anyway, so I know that's not a very optimistic look at it, but it's what we're seeing right now. Well, what I do want to add with that is that the people that do business development work, now this is the time you need to be moving forward. You have to change what you're doing. You have to go out there and hustle the opportunities that are there. And I think you'll be able to survive through this downturn for those people that take advantage and make that are flexible enough to make the changes necessary. I've talked to a couple contractors that their business sector, the specific thing they do, fell off somewhat. They went out and found new sectors to specialize in and are doing more than they were doing before. Their backlog is higher than it was 3 months ago. Also, those people that do public work, as an example, I think public projects are going to slow down significantly as tax revenue drops. This downturn we had, the sales tax revenue is going to drop significantly. So all these public entities that rely on that are going to have to cancel or slow down their projects. Again, if you do public work, you might want to look elsewhere down the road. And again, that's a delayed effect because they already have their budgets in through October of this year. They set new budgets. They're going to look at what their revenue projections is, and it's not going to be pretty for them. So there'll be less public work to do. Again, those people need to transition over to private work and be able to pick up the private work. Given all that, what I want to do with ABC is make sure that we have the appropriate business development opportunities so people can get together, share information, network, do the things that it takes to make sure that you have a lot of projects coming in the door. And so unlike some business development opportunities we've done in the past, we're going to accelerate some of those things again once we can get back together in groups of 30 or more, and we'll have a myriad of opportunities for people to get together and find out what's where the opportunities are so they can take advantage of it.
I think that's fantastic. I know, speaking to you personally last week, Russell, that was a priority of yours, and I really value and appreciate that. I think as a member of both organizations, the Economic Alliance and ABC, knowing that you're out there looking at the best interests, and it's not just the survival of your business, it's a true ownership in the industry that you serve. And so it's kind of like a trickle-down effect, right? The more we're all actively involved, working together, collaborating together, creating opportunity together, the faster this thing gets back on track. The more we pull up and and avoid those types of things, or try to, or maybe perhaps accept that we can't adapt to the new world or the changing environment that we're in, the more obsolete we become, and the harder it is to get on track together. So,
right.
And that's part of the dynamic of this call and the reason for the show, and is really trying to get the word out. So, and advocate for the organizations themselves. So if you're in the construction and the industrial space and you're out there serving, you're either a member or not a member, if there's never been a better time to become involved, because it's going to rely, you know, if you're the guy who sends the check every year and then, you know, tosses it off to somebody else, this is the chance to get out there. If perhaps you're looking at your workflow for the next 12 months and going, oh my goodness, the guy I was at lunch with today, and just this year, he's already added a new vertical for what he's doing, and he's planning to add a third. So he's pivoting. And I know another guy who just shifted some of his manufacturing business to the PPE. And so these companies that are doing this, but you need a resource, and you need, you know, like you can go through ABC and you can pick up the phone and call somebody that you know, and brainstorm, right? Work collectively as a group. So, and again, I want to thank you for your time today, because everything you shared was valuable. At the same time, I want people that are in the audience to know, get involved with your industry, get involved and collaborate with your peers. Anything else, any parting comments that you want to leave for the group?
No, but I do appreciate the plug. We're always open to new members. We have a great 350 members now, a great membership base. But for those people that recognize what value ABC can bring to the table, we'd like to talk to you. We have a great membership director, Michelle Asseltine, and she can talk to you about the advantages of ABC. And they're different than they were 3 months ago. But actually, they're a lot more focused on what the contractors need, very specifically in this time frame. So now is a good time to join ABC and take advantage of what we have to offer.
And as a reminder to those that are looking to expand, the guy I left lunch with today, he's a business owner, but part of his expansion is into the industrial construction space. So as a reminder, ABC, they're one of the few construction organizations that actually focuses on industrial construction. So that's why there's an overlap for what's taking place. And he did mention some of the shift, some of the retail, you know, there's pieces in that. But one thing that's a beautiful thing that we have today is the shell economy, the chemical plants, the refineries, the work that's taking place across 225. Guess what? They still have people going to work. They still have projects going on. They still have contractors, while a lot more restricted on how they get in and out from safety, they're still showing up and jobs are still taking place. So if you're looking at a way to pivot, and by the way, the guy who was at, I was at lunch with, he's a member of your organization and Economic Alliance.
Oh, that's good.
So because the marriage and the overlap is just, they work hand in hand. And so the more you can actively become an involved participant, the one thing that I do know is embracing the Gulf Coast and looking to build on what you're capable of. What we do know is there's a shortage of people, no matter what, for trades. Even as construction slows down, there's still going to be ways to grow and take your trade and perhaps spread that trade into maybe another vertical for your business or opportunity. But a good way to brainstorm and get those ideas is in these servicing organizations. So again, thank you, Russell and ABC. For our audience here, really for the Gulf Coast Grow Show, as a reminder, we are a third-party advocate for the Economic Alliance, Houston Port Region, everything designed and centered around serving and embodying the core values really of our environment, right? We are Gulf Coast Growth. And so, there might be some adversity, but what better place can people come together, work together to help build and rebuild our city? I believe that the people that are responsible for doing that are the people in these industries, the people listening in our audience and working together as a whole. So again, thank you guys for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you on our next upcoming episodes. And again, can't wait to get everybody back in into some environments, because I know I thrive on, hip bumping folks when I run into them. So hopefully I'll get to do that in the future. Thanks a lot, Russell. And you guys tune in.
Jason, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Okay.